Have you ever seen, like, had a moment where you've, like, seen a guy and just right away started planning your future together?
Oh my gosh, yes.
I've done this since probably middle school, and I've actually read about it as an Enneagram thing. I have a daydreaming problem, like a serious daydreaming problem.
Me too.
But like it happens every once in a while. It happened to me today where I'm like driving and I see someone that I'm like, ooh, he's super attractive. And then within the next 30 seconds, I've planned our future. We got married. It was a beautiful marriage. Our children are gorgeous. And then he drives away and I'm just like,
do you like mourn the loss?
I'm just like, it's never gonna happen. I'm so sad. And all of a sudden I'm heartbroken.
Yeah.
For literally no reason.
Yeah.
But
because your husband just married you and left you within 30 seconds.
Shoot, it's a rough day. It's a rough go.
Oh,
poor me.
So instead of us saying like how our week is, well, hello everyone.
Hello, first guys. Wow, I just
should we tell them where we are?
Yeah. Oh my God, you guys, we're in a brand new studio.
It's beautiful.
We love our old one. It was great.
Yeah.
But this one's fancy. I'm like staring at a picture of us on the screen.
Yeah.
So we look so fancy, and I'm
we look
here.
Very nice.
I don't look like that right
no.
now.
Not at all. Oh, no, I'm not just saying you. I'm saying
I
me
mean,
too.
Yeah. Neither of us. We got real ready for our photo shoot. Not today.
Not today.
Didn't do a thing today.
Didn't do a thing.
But that's fine.
But how are you? Are you good?
I'm
how
good.
Are you feeling?
I'm feeling great.
Instead of us talking about like how our weeks were, mm-hmm. I thought I've read a few emails where it's just simply people saying like, tell us a story. Tell us like something interesting.
I
or
saw
something
those
crazy.
Too.
Yeah.
They want to get to know us.
Yes.
Which I love because I feel like we did our introductory episode.
Yes.
You know, but the fact that they want more. Guys,
that's
it warms
true.
My heart. It warms
we're
my heart.
Really cool.
We're fun. We're a good time. And I love that you want to hear more about
yes.
us. That's great.
So I'm going to just say, I guess you could say it's like an interesting fact, but it also proves that like I have the worst luck in the entire
I'm very
universe.
Aware of that. Taryn has the worst luck ever. It's hilarious. I remember when I first met you, I was like, yeah, all right.
Everyone thinks I'm lying.
She would tell me stories. I'd be like, yeah, right. And then the longer our friendship went on, the more I was like, shoot.
Girl.
This poor girl.
No, it's because, like, you know how everyone always is like, if that would happen to anyone, it happened to me. Like, that's a very popular
yeah.
phrase, but, like, I actually mean it.
But legitimately,
yes.
It would happen to you.
Yes.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Okay, so this interesting fact has to do with my pearly whites, my teeth, or pearly, okay. pearly off-whites, if more accurate. So I had to go to the dentist. I have a huge fear of the dentist.
She does.
I hadn't been for years. So when I finally went in, he
a
was
a year
like,
or years?
Oh, years.
Oh, years.
I added
Taryn,
a little
that's
pause.
Bad.
I know it's bad.
Like,
but
I feel bad for you, but then I don't feel bad for
that's
you
fine.
Because you should have done that a long time ago.
I don't need your sympathy. So I went in, and the guy, like, did the x-rays. I prepped him ahead of time. I will cry at some point in our meeting. I'm so sorry. So he sits and he tells me I had to get a root canal. And then he was like, and it looks like one of your teeth that you had a root canal already, like something's going on. And I was like, okay, bro, I feel like when you get a root canal, like you're just done. Like they like gut out your tooth, right?
Yeah,
like you're done.
That's exactly what they do.
Yes. So I started like sobbing hysterically and saying, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry.
Can you just imagine being the like the dentist?
And I'm like a grown
just starts,
woman.
A grown woman just starts sobbing in your chair. What do you do? Like you don't give him a sticker. You
no,
don't give him a sucker.
No, he didn't know what to do. So anyways, so I have to go to the specialist. And
of course.
He starts like doing my intake stuff and takes an x-ray. And then he goes, are you Asian? And I was like, no. Like, if any of you listening have seen me, like I'm clear, like I clearly don't look like I have anyone in my family that is Asian or anything like that. So I was like, no. And he basically goes on to tell me, I have C-shaped roots, right? My teeth. I have C-shaped roots. Or so I'm sure there's like a technical C like the
so
letter.
So your roots curve?
Yeah. So then he says, but it's very interesting because less than 1% of white people have this type of tooth structure. Like,
of course.
What? I lay there.
I can't believe your roots curve. That's insane.
They curve. Well,
so if they pull out a tooth, it doesn't, like, how
I don't really. It's, like, inside the tooth. I have like x-ray pictures, but basically the last time I got a root canal, they just drilled straight.
Yeah.
So and it he left. Patched me up, and then I had all this like stuff still in my tooth that then got infected. It was just a mess.
Oh my
so
God.
He was looking at me and he told me that, and I looked at him and I said, "That sounds about right." Thank you, sir. Please continue. Yeah. Like what?
I can't. What's the percentage again? What did you say
less
it was?
Than one.
Less than one.
Less than 1%.
I can't. But like, of course, you're in that percentage. Because that's Taryn, everybody. Ladies and gentlemen, yeah. That is Taryn. Well, I have a very interesting, fun fact that involves my teeth, too.
I know what you're going to say.
if we're telling stories about teeth,
do
like
it,
this is
it.
The most appropriate
it's
time.
A great one.
I have a fake front tooth. And
Tina!
I've had a fake front tooth since I was in fourth grade. I tried my hand at softball, and I never tried it again because...
Oh, you don't play softball
me? Throwback to episode, what was that, one?
Dang.
Yeah, I was in fourth grade, and I wanted to try softball, and I got hit in the mouth
with
the ball, and my front tooth shattered. So, yeah, I have a fake front tooth, and I named her Tina back in the day.
Tina, we love
She's doing
Tina.
Great. She's still there. I don't know why we're talking about our teeth.
I don't know either.
I don't know either,
the
but that's
people
us, guys.
Know.
You asked for a random fact.
You did ask for
that's
it.
That's a good random fact. How was your week, Taryn?
You know, it's been pretty good. My life is very hectic right now, so it's been a little bit stressful.
You're on what, wedding 4?
Oh my God.
Right now?
Everyone and their mother decided to get married and invite
me. All at the
same
time.
Just kidding.
But not just invite you, like invite you and give you a very intentional, important job. So Taryn's been very stressed lately.
Yeah, I know. I fly to San Francisco next
week.
She's
a bridesmaid for all of them. Ugh. And she's doing things for all of them, which is great.
I'm so excited.
They love you. They want you there. And you're an important person to them. But oh, shoot. She is so
busy. Maybe
I'm because
I'm probably like the only single person still alive. So everyone's like, oh, let's give her all the jobs. She's got nothing to do. We're trying to raise family.
Only single person still alive, period.
Period.
How are you? You good?
Yeah, I'm pretty good. Still just plugging along, doing my thing. But I wanted to say that I am very excited for all of the letters everyone's been sending in.
Yes.
I feel like
They're so good.
They're getting so good. You guys are actually going into, which I'm not saying you weren't before.
Yeah.
But you guys are going into so much detail. There's titles now, which I love the titles because the titles are what like get my attention right away.
Yeah.
I'm like, ooh, I have to read this one. Mm-hmm. So now I feel like in the past I would just read a few and then I'd pick one.
Yeah.
I'm reading through so many because they're actually so interesting.
And
so I'm starting to like, I think I told you guys, but me and Taryn have files in our email.
Yeah.
I'm starting to like, swipe
That's
up the good ones
that
I'm putting in my file, and I'm like, well, I'll do that this week, or I want to do that eventually, you know. So thank you guys for being open and getting so creative with your stories.
Yes. I feel like you should go first because mine is so freaking intense.
Oh shoot!
Oh my gosh! Like this girl's story is intense.
Oh, okay.
And I actually did like a lot of research on. Like advice to give her, which by the way, okay, I know like this whole thing, like we joke about it a lot and it is funny and it is true. We are very unqualified to give advice.
It's very,
we just are two girls who love people.
Mm-hmm.
I do have education in it. I just want to, you know, say again, but like we really aren't like qualified.
Mm-hmm.
But the more like I was listening to one of our episodes the other day and I was like,
oh, shoot.
Dang us. And I've had so many people, like even my cousin the other day, she texted me and was like, dude, I was bawling during your episode because I'm going through the same situation. And honestly, it helped me so much.
See, I've heard similar things
too.
And it kind of blows my mind because you guys, I don't think you guys don't know, you weren't there. But like when we first started talking about this podcast, we were expecting it to be more on the humorous side.
Yeah.
Which I feel like it is.
Oh, yeah.
It definitely still is.
Because we're hilarious.
So, I mean, we are so funny.
I should basically be a comedian.
We were just planning on it being a little more like lighthearted. But the more in-depth stories that you guys have been sending us, one, really resonate with me and Taryn.
Yeah.
And I have just been getting the best feedback on those stories.
Yeah.
Even more than the funny stories, which we still want the funny stories because I love a good laugh, funny story. Yes. So definitely want that. But yeah, I've been blown away by the responses from the serious stories too.
Well, and people, like, some of the stories I read, it just breaks my heart because people are genuinely, like, they're not just trying to send in a story because they want to be on it. I'm sure that's part of it, but like, they like genuinely need help or want help.
Yeah.
And it's like, we're these two people, we're reading their story anonymously. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's just been really cool. I love, like, how this podcast has like taken form. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. I've had the most random people, and I know you have too, in my life come up or reach out to me through email or through text messaging or DMing or any other form.
Yeah.
I've had the most random people that I haven't talked to in such a long time reach out and say, hey, like,
love your
podcast. Fun fact, love your podcast. And like, I actually binged it the other day, and I'm like, you binged it? And I haven't talked to you in years. Yeah. What? That makes me so excited. I just,
and like men, children, women.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I didn't tell you.
What?
I freaking got, someone stopped me in Starbucks and was like, hey, do you have a podcast?
Shut up.
How did you not tell me this?
I don't know.
When was that? It was like last week. It was a girl because I drove through. And she goes, this is such a random question, but do you have a podcast? And I was like, yes.
I was like,
oh my God, we have officially arrived.
Oh my God.
Yes.
And that happened at home or out here?
At home.
Oh my God.
Not even out here. I know.
Wow.
I know.
That's crazy. Hasn't happened to me yet, but... if and when. Looking forward to that.
Yeah.
That'll be a good time. But yeah, so thank you guys so much for your stories and going in depth and being vulnerable with us. And thank you so much for the wonderful feedback. It's going straight to our heads.
We're not even trying to pretend.
We're not even trying to pretend anymore. We're loving it. We're eating it up.
Yes.
Should we get into our stories?
Yeah.
I'm going to go with mine since you said yours is serious.
Yeah.
I feel like it's like an unspoken thing. The serious ones go last so that we give them significant.
We need to give them their due time, yes.
Well, this one is from a girl named Becca who gave us her name. So thank you, Becca.
Becca. Hi, Becca.
She titled this one, Help, I'm Unmotivated and I Can't Get It Back.
Aww.
Which I've been there before. So very excited to read this one off to you. Let me just... fold my paper.
Okay.
You can read
ASMR.
It better this way. I know.
Pretty cool.
Dear Ashley and Taryn, over the past year and a half, I have been working on living a healthier lifestyle. I started working out consistently and paying attention to what I eat. As a result, I lost 50 pounds.
Good
for you, Becca. That's like a five-year-old child. That is so good. I'm so proud of you. That is magnificent. Good job. She continues, I gained 50 pounds while I was back in college. So finally getting back into my pre-college weight is such a great feeling. I'm sure I can't imagine. She continues, but I am still not quite where I want to be yet. I still have more to lose before I feel healthy and I'm in a good place. The problem is I have completely lost my motivation. Mm. As I was losing 50 pounds, I worked out 5 times a week, which is crazy. That's a lot. That's Monday through Friday.
Yeah.
By doing cardio and lifting weights, I was tracking my food and being consistent. I used to love working out, and I was so motivated doing it. A couple of months ago, I hurt my shoulder, probably from working out too heavy and too much, and had to let my shoulder rest and stop lifting as much. I have slowly and completely lost all motivation to work out and eat well. I'm afraid I will gain back the weight, and I worked so hard to lose it. Mm. She continues, unfolding my paper. Do you have any advice on how to gain that motivation back? As sluggish and as lazy as I feel, it isn't enough to make me motivated again. I guess since I cannot do certain workouts and my options of what I can do at the gym have changed, I just have stopped trying as hard. I need to change something soon, or all of my progress will be stripped away. I used to feel so proud of the progress that I had made, but now I feel very discouraged and embarrassed because I haven't been able to keep it up and continue to make healthy decisions and progress towards my goal. Any help or advice you can give would be super appreciated. I love the podcast. Keep being awesome. Love, Becca.
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 Well, Becca, I'm going to go ahead and let Ashley talk about this. And homegirl, I'm going to listen too because I am literally right there.
But you're not.
But I am. I ate Chick-fil-A today. I'm not blaming
Gordon. There's
nothing
wrong with Chick-fil-A. We are Chick-fil-A. Not coming at Chick-fil-A. No. I want to make that very clear.
No. I'm just saying, like, I feel like I can relate with her. Okay. Like, I've made a lot of progress physically, but then I feel like I'm in, like, a very, like, blah place. Yeah. So I'm going to let you take this over because I am so impressed with your dedication and your motivation. Look into my eyes. Look into my eyes. I want you to speak into Becca's life and to mine, please. Okay, go.
Well, first of all, I want to say, Taryn, you inspired me too because you went through a huge life change. What? It wasn't even a year ago. And you lost a lot of weight too.
Thanks, babe.
I definitely relate. I think every person can relate to this story on multiple levels. We've all been in situations or times in our lives, especially in school, especially in college when you're so stressed or work is so stressed. The next thing you know, you're a little chunkier. Like it's just like it's one of those things like your health and what you eat comes last. Like I think back to my finals in college and how I lived every day. Like you can't help it. You need to stay awake. You're eating at midnight. I had a bagel and cream cheese like every single night because it was carbs and it kept me up, you know, and it's not, and it's like one of my favorite things. And like things like that go out the door when bigger things take priority.
Yeah,
and that's life. And I think what's important like right away is to recognize that and not be mad at yourself for prioritizing school or for prioritizing work because that is the bigger important thing.
Yeah. And I think she is, Becca, it sounds like you're letting it affect you because she used like the word embarrassed or like waste and stuff like that. So I think she's starting to let, like, how she feels now, like, kind of not, like, it's taking over her view of, like, and she's not 50 pounds, like, holy crap.
Yeah, that's unreal.
Even if she gained back.
The amount of dedication it takes to drop 50
that's
pounds
insane.
Is a lot. So, obviously.
Acknowledge that.
I just want to say, I mean, obviously, you are capable of doing this. More capable than most people because, I mean, I struggle with just, like, a few pounds here and there and trying to like fluctuate and not fluctuate and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Dropping 50 is the most dedication I can imagine.
Yeah.
So obviously, Becca, you are physically capable and mentally capable of doing this again and staying on the path that you've chosen to take. Something for me that I feel like has really changed everything, in my life. And it also started around college. Because I didn't get into fitness until college. I wasn't active in any way. Again, softball, did no sports. That was fourth grade. Didn't touch it ever after that. I also had asthma as a child.
Oh my gosh, so, poor thing.
Yeah, it was
You're
a rough
toothless,
go. It was a rough
heavy
go.
Breather.
You should have seen me try to run the mile. It was not okay. but yeah, I started finding comfort and I would de-stress a lot. Because I tend to hold in like my thoughts and emotions at the gym. I would just work it out at the gym. But what I ended up doing was I started surrounding myself when I was on that like weight loss grind and health and fitness grind. I started surrounding myself with positive, healthy things. And I'm going to just real quickly like name a few. There's a few podcasts that I listened to that were all about like mentally getting yourself in the right place, which I can like share on my socials, but I followed a lot of YouTubers. I follow a lot of fitness girls on YouTube from Australia randomly. I swear they're all from Australia.
Yeah.
And they just do little daily routine videos where it shows what they eat, how they work out, and little tips and tricks that they use to stay fit. And that would motivate me. And then I followed a lot of people on Instagram. I started deleting food Instagram accounts that I had followed. I started deleting. I didn't want to see it. I was like, no.
Not so yummy though, right?
Not so yummy. I love
because
so yummy.
It's art.
It's pure
art.
It's so good.
Sometimes I want to cry because the cake is
tasty.
So pretty.
They're so good. But yeah, I started deleting things that were causing me to lose that mindset.
Yeah.
And that included people that I thought had a negative look on life or were wanting me to binge on anything.
Yeah.
And I don't mean, it doesn't always mean food. Sometimes, I deleted a lot of girls that I followed that were posting a lot of bikini pics that were upsetting me.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, yeah, that's so
like,
healthy.
It doesn't
yeah.
have to always be around food. It can be like mentally too.
Yeah.
But I started following positive people. I started making sure I gave myself time to like mentally and spiritually take care of myself mm-hmm. as well, because I felt like when I started my day off strong in the morning, if I couldn't work out in the morning and I worked out at night, it was very important that I listened to uplifting music.
Yeah.
That I listened to positive thinking sermons or podcasts or
yeah.
something to keep myself motivated. And one of the biggest things that changed my life was creating a doable meal plan.
Okay.
And that it doesn't have to be something that you stick with every single day, but having like a little bag of vegetables to grab mm-hmm. when you're running out the door, or a little bag of fruit that's already prepared that you don't even have to think. You don't even have time to be like, yeah. oh, I guess I'll just drive through. No, it's already made yeah. and it's sitting in the fridge.
Yeah.
That changed my life too.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I think too, like get yourself an accountability partner that mm-hmm. you're comfortable with, like really, really getting into like talking about your insecurities, talking about your fears, talking about your feelings, and then someone you trust that's gonna like encourage you, because Ashley is that for me for sure. And there's been times where I've literally texted her, I'm in my sweats already, I'm not moving, I need help, go.
It's
and
true.
She'll literally send me like GIF after GIF, GIF. I don't, what is that word?
I say GIF.
Who made up that word?
It's stupid. Not a J, it's a G.
GIF.
So GIF, that's okay. how I think of it, but. Okay. I know people go 50-50. So.
But she'll send me those. She'll be like, no, get up. Taryn, now. You can do this. Think of the summer. Think of your bikini.
I'm trying think of what you're working. I'm trying to think of, because there have been times where she's told me that, obviously. And I forget what I said, but I would just go on a rant.
Dude, she would go, like, my phone would be blowing up. And then in my mind, I'm like, what have I done?
I'd like, be like, you're better than this.
Yeah.
You deserve better than this. Get those sweatpants
that
off.
That burrito's gross. Put it down. You can do it.
What
but
did
you
I
know,
say? What did I I'm trying to remember exactly what I said, and I can't remember. But you were talking about a burrito or a burger
I
or
wanted
something.
A burrito.
Yeah. I was like, burritos are for losers. Yeah.
I was like, dang, Ash.
I went so hard, which I don't mean that. I love burritos.
Yeah, burritos like, are
actually,
great.
Burritos and tacos.
But that's what I need. And she knew that, like, I responded to that. And so then I, like, send her a snap of me so angry at the gym. But it's like, it got me there when I could not physically by myself do it. You
yeah.
know?
And I think my sister's been that for me, too.
Yeah.
I'm sorry I can't support you.
Like, the healthiest I've ever been, it's because my sister would push me and I would push her.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's really crazy. I know, the thing is, I know Taryn, and I know Taryn is very competitive.
Yeah,
and so, like, the best thing you can do is just be like, are you kidding me?
Like, you suck. And I'm like, no, I don't.
she will rise to the occasion, which yes. I know not everyone is like that. But, yeah, I think, Becca, you're not giving yourself enough credit. I think 50 pounds is massive, and I think you still, even if it's been a year, you still need to celebrate that 50 pounds because that is a monumental achievement.
Yeah.
And I think all you need to do is realize that we all get in funks.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I feel like I'm in a good place right now, personally, myself, but a year ago, no.
Yeah.
I wasn't. And I was in a bad place with food, like how I viewed food and how I viewed myself. So I would do something like that.
Yeah.
I would start being very intentional with how you wake up in the morning and how you view yourself. And just because you can't lift heavy anymore doesn't mean that you can't kill your workout in other ways. I would follow trainers online. I would follow Instagrammers and find other workouts and just try all of them until you find one that makes you feel just as good as lifting.
Yeah, or even like put some headphones in, put a playlist in and go for like medium to hard walk. You know what I mean? Like at least do something.
Yeah. And I think a common mistake for people, especially for you, if you were working out like crazy and you were lifting heavy, I think a common mistake is trying to jump right back into where you were. But if you have been taking a break, then your body isn't going to be where you're at mentally.
Yeah.
You know, you're like, I can handle that, when your muscles are like, it's been a couple months.
We need
a
minute.
I don't think I can do that. You know?
Yeah.
So I think just mentally, start over again, fresh slate. You've been there, you've done that, you know you can do it, so you just got to start fresh and find new workouts that'll get you there. And accountability partners, that's a big deal.
Do it.
And you are obviously so physically capable of doing this,
you got this, girl.
Also, a playlist is everything. I feel like workouts today, like, The more I work out, the more it comes down to what music I'm listening to.
Yeah.
Like the harder I work out, it's because I'm listening to some crazy song in my head. Yeah. It's bad. But yeah, Becca, thank you so much for being open with us and sending us your email. I wish you all the luck in the world. Yes. I know you're going to do this. Mm-hmm. And I'm so excited for you to reach your goal, because I know you will. Because you obviously can.
Totally. You got this, girl.
Mm. We love you.
High five through the mic.
Mm. Boom. yeah, let's take a break and let's get into your super intense story, which, whew.
No, you're not ready.
Whew. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Break.
Hello, everyone. It's Taryn.
And Ashley.
From Unsolicited Advice. And if you want to listen to our show without ads, you can now.
Just go to unsolicitedadvice.supercast.com or click the link in the episode description and you can get a 1 week preview of the ad-free version for free.
You'll get ad-free listening to the show. You can listen on almost any podcasting app and you'll be supporting our show too. That's unsolicitedadvice.supercast.com.
Hey guys, we just wanted to take a second to just say thank you for being a part of our little Unsolicited Advice family.
We love you guys so much, and it would mean so much to us if you would rate, review, subscribe, and share our podcast. Spread the word. Spread the love.
Yes.
Give advice to everyone. Advice for you. Advice for your mom. Advice for your friends. Change the world. Help us get the word out there. And yeah, that would mean so much to us. And back to the show.
All right, let's do this. You ready?
Yeah, I'm so ready.
Okay. No, this is like a legit story. Oh. It like very serious, and it caught me. Like first of all, I was just like on the edge of my seat reading it, but also like my heart for this girl breaks so much.
Okay.
Because she definitely has like a long road ahead. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I have a lot of like research and stuff to say, but just like jump in at any time.
That's my favorite thing to do, actually. Yeah.
You love to jump in when I'm like, huh.
Yeah. Huh. I'm like, oh, you're about to say something? This is a good time.
Let me do it now.
Okay, I'm ready.
Okay. So she's anonymous. And I'm just gonna get into it.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm currently on a student exchange in France right now. One night, my exchange family decided to go out to eat at a fancy restaurant. Everything was going great. The food was amazing, and so was the service. Right before dessert, I had to use the washroom, so I asked where it was. I wish I said cool things like washroom.
I wonder where she is. That's a very European where she's from. Thing to say.
Or like, you know, like Australians will say like jumper for like sweater.
Mm-hmm.
I don't say anything cool or pop for soda.
But that's where we go, the things we say. It's very American, so you're fine.
We suck.
Okay. We suck.
Anyway, sorry.
Just start saying washroom from now on.
Well, where's the washroom? Like, where are you from?
OC.
LA.
Yeah.
Okay. This is where the night quickly started to turn. I walked into the washroom and I saw three guys, probably 20 to 25 years old. They were pulling up their pants, so I immediately walked back out thinking I was in the wrong bathroom. I'm thinking, that's embarrassing. But I looked at the door and it had both the men and women sign on it. So I walked back in. Side note, there are a lot of mixed washrooms in France. I don't know why, but one side is the women's and the other side is for guys. And you share a sink. And then she says, you guys probably know that because you travel. I did not know that.
I've seen them. I've never...
Where you have to, like, walk through the guy's room to get to the girl? That sounds like a horrible idea.
It's not through. It's like...
This one is.
Oh.
Which is like, I'm like, you were set up for failure.
Yeah, because the only ones I've been in, it's like an open room and there's like a guy's side with urinals and a girl's side. But it was very like still closed, but it was open. It was weird. Ugh. But not weird. It was just I'm not used to it.
No, I'm not used to it either. Yeah, definitely. I asked them if it was a women's washroom as well. And I remember this very vividly. The guy in full light gray suit said, yeah, it's mixed. So I walked into the women's side, and there's the first door to get in, and then there's another door for your stall. She says, I get into the stall, and I lock the door. As I'm about to sit down, I hear the guys laughing really loudly, and they start banging around. They proceed to open the door to the women's side and continue to laugh. Then they were banging on my stall door super aggressively and trying to open the door. They were twisting. I know, dude, my heart is, like, beating so fast. They were twisting the handle to open the door, and I didn't know what to do, so I just froze.
Oh, my God.
I know.
Baby.
I was so scared. My first thought was that they were going to rape me because they were drunk and there was three of them. They were saying things like, I know you're in there, open the door, all in French. My instinct was to jump out the window to get out. I opened the window and stood on the toilet seat, but I realized there were bars blocking it, and it was also a very high drop, so I definitely would have hurt myself. All of a sudden, they ran away laughing, and I heard them slam the door. My heart was pumping out of my chest, so I closed the window and ran out praying that they had actually left. As I walked back to the table, I was trying to calm myself down. I just told myself, everything's okay, you're fine. When I got closer to the table, I couldn't breathe, and I started having my very first panic attack.
Oh, no.
Dude, have you had a panic attack?
I haven't, but I have family members.
They are no joke.
That deal with it.
And, yeah.
I know how serious they are.
I feel like because, again, it's another phrase we like throw around, like, oh my gosh, I'm going to have a panic attack. And even I say that. Mm-hmm. But I remember the first time I had one, I was like driving and all of it. And honestly, like, and that's the thing that's scary is sometimes they're triggered. This obviously makes sense what
right.
triggered it.
Yes, hers is
But
very
sometimes
clear.
They're triggered by like nothing. Mm-hmm. And I was driving and I don't even know what I was thinking about. But all of a sudden, like, I remember like it felt like someone was like standing on my chest. And I like had this like urge, like I just wanted to like, I needed to take all my clothes off. That's how I felt. Cause I, mm-hmm. I was like,
you
I'm
felt
suffocating.
Like you're suffocating.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And when I came back from Africa, 1 year, long story, maybe we can get into that another episode, but we had like a traumatic thing happen. And you remember, I had panic attacks for a long time. And,
yeah.
And that was like rough. But
and backstory, Terrence and her family goes on
yeah.
Trips to Africa yearly. You guys
yearly,
have been going
yeah.
for a long time.
Yeah.
So it was yeah. kind of crazy because you've done it before.
Yeah.
And then it like, yeah, kind of came out of
and
nowhere.
And then, yeah, yeah. But I remember like, I think that unless you've experienced it, you think it's dramatic. Like you're like, oh, you're having a panic attack, big whoop. You know,
yeah,
but it's
I think
a
if
serious
you don't,
thing.
If you haven't had one yourself or you don't have close people in your life that deal
yeah.
with it, then it sounds like they're being a diva.
Yeah.
And I didn't really, because my mom had them.
Mm-hmm.
But by the time I was old enough, she had really been able to deal with it a
yeah.
little bit more. But I remember the first time I saw someone close to me go through it, I really realized how serious it was.
Yeah.
And I have a few people in my life that deal with it. So,
yeah, totally.
Yeah.
No, it's no
it's
joke.
It's very serious.
And if you're listening to this and you don't know what that's like, honestly, like, I mean, practice empathy in those situations because it's not a fun feeling. And a lot of times you feel very out of control. And embarrassed. So, like, you're trying to control yourself because you're like, okay, I'm in the middle. Like, nothing's happening. It makes no sense why I'm feeling this way. And so, yeah, I would just say, like, try to be sympathetic when
yeah.
you
well,
see someone going
I
through
I think
that.
That's what makes these kinds of things worse than, like, actual physical pain or
yeah.
getting actually physically hurt.
Yeah.
Because at least there's a... You can point to and see the reason
yeah.
as to why you're feeling this way.
Yeah, like
but
I'm
when you're
bleeding
going,
from my arm.
Yeah,
it makes
but when
sense,
you're going
yeah.
through a panic attack or anxiety or something like that, there's no one to point blame to,
no.
and you don't always have a situation where it clearly came from.
Yeah,
and
you know,
and
I would
scary.
Tell you, I'd be like crying, and I would be like, I don't know, like I honestly don't know why I'm crying,
yeah.
and like. It is. It's like you're like, what is wrong with me? Like I'm freaking broken. You
yeah.
know, like you feel like that.
Well, I think the word, and I don't want to say it, and I don't mean this, but I think the word people are afraid of is that they're scared that they're going crazy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Which they're not.
No.
Like they're just having to sort through
something,
all of
yeah.
the emotions.
And actually, well, I'll get into it in like the advice part, but like it's very interesting. Like I found this article that kind of describes like what anxiety is.
Ooh,
yeah,
love
it's
to
really
hear
interesting.
That.
Okay, so I'm gonna continue. I got back to the table. I was hyperventilating and crying in the middle of the restaurant. My family tried to calm me down, but at this point, I couldn't process French at all. So I was just trying to explain in English. After I calmed down, I was able to tell them what happened. They told the waiter and told the manager. Which they then told us that these guys were travelers and they didn't really have a home, which I don't know what that means. I don't know if maybe like they just knew these type of guys maybe.
Yeah, I know in Europe a lot there's just they're travelers.
Yeah.
So I don't want to say what's the word? Like back kind of like backpackers where they don't
okay.
really have a home but they travel from city to city.
Oh, okay, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Later, I saw them walk out to have a smoke. I told my family that it was them because she recognized the guy with the gray suit.
Uh-huh.
My exchange student's dad walked out and started talking to them. This impressed me so much. This girl straight up said, I followed because I wanted to face them. Like, holy crap. And that's why I want to just focus on this part, because in the end, she goes into how she feels, like, kind of weak. And I just want to say right now, like, this is something not a lot of people could have done.
And
I am so impressed by this. The fact that, like, you're such a fighter. Like, you knew, like, no, I want them to know, like, this was not okay. And honestly, I feel like you probably don't even realize it, but the fact that you did that and you were able to give yourself a voice in that moment, like, that's going to help you heal so much faster. Because that's a lot of things, like, victims of attack, like, they didn't have a chance to speak up and say like, this is not okay. Like, you can't do this to me. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And on a very selfish, like, side note, there, I feel like people like those guys, a lot of times, because the victim doesn't get a chance to say anything, they never really get to see the repercussions that they do to someone.
Yeah.
You know? So the best thing, I'm not saying everyone could do this, but, like, the best thing for them is to hear from that father and then see her.
Yeah.
And, like, realize what they were, what they could have
done. Because it doesn't matter that they didn't physically do anything like that mentally. But, like, are you kidding me?
Clearly it still messed with her, and it would mess with anyone.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Okay. So then these guys basically, she goes on to kind of explain the exchange, but basically they're like, oh, sorry, we didn't know you were in there. Like, which obviously they did. They literally said, I know you're in there.
Yeah.
She's like, they obviously knew I was in there because I talked to them. I asked why they did that. They didn't have any answers. They denied it again and again.
And so
she finally was like, told them to, like, F off. And she was just
good,
like,
for her.
Yeah. She's still in shock, and she's glad. She was saying, I'm extremely glad I locked the door. I don't want to know what would have happened if I didn't. 2 weeks later, we went out to eat again, and I found myself scared to go to the washroom alone. I asked where the washrooms were, but when they told me I did it, I couldn't move. I didn't want to even go, even though I had to. Even when we pass young men in the street, I think about situations, but I know that all guys are not like this. I don't want to be afraid anymore. I know I shouldn't be. Can you guys give me some advice to try and get over this? Thanks.
Ugh.
Holy crap, like, man. This is like,
society gives us, as women, so much for going to the bathroom in groups. But this is why girls go to the bathroom in groups.
Seriously, though.
Yeah. Like, this is not the first time I've heard a story like this.
No.
Where the girl didn't actually get raped, but, like, she got harassed.
Yeah.
This is why we have bathroom buddies.
Yeah. No, totally. And honestly, the thing is I love that she said that. Like, she, and I feel like I need to correct her in a way, because she says, like, I know, she says, like, I shouldn't be afraid, or I know they didn't touch me. That does not matter. That fear is very real. And a lot of times, like, you know, like, you can have things triggered, or traumatic feelings or emotions triggered by things that, like, it was just, like, the idea of a possibility. So first of all, do not undermine what you went through. Like,
no,
that's terrifying. That, and that should have never happened to you.
No. It's not okay, even though they didn't touch her.
No, it's not okay.
It's still not acceptable.
Not okay. So I'm just going to kind of read off a couple of things I looked up, because, you know, the whole you having anxiety after this, all that stuff, like I said, I think it's totally normal. And I think it's something, like with everything, and I've mentioned this before, I think we need to get away from, like, us trying to look for quick fixes and kind of, like, step back and, like, not enjoy the process, but really, like, be a part of the process.
Yeah.
So, like, you know, you're like, oh, I don't want to have anxiety attacks anymore. Like, why am I feeling this? And you start to get frustrated with yourself. Same thing about losing weight. Like, you start to focus on this, like, end goal instead of, like, acknowledging, like, the little progresses you make. Little steps you make. So I just want to say it's a step at a time.
Mm-hmm.
But I did look up anxiety. Okay. And this was very interesting to me. So it says, the experience of anxiety involves nervous system arousal. If your nervous system is not aroused, you can't experience anxiety. Understandably, but unfortunately, most people attempt to cope with feelings of anxiety by avoiding situations or objects that elicit that feeling, which is so true. Like, right? Like, I'm afraid of flying, so I just don't fly. Or I don't like heights, so I avoid this. You know what I mean? Like, you kind of, like, avoid anything that causes that.
Well, and I feel like that's a natural human instinct.
Oh, totally.
It's, oh, pain. Oh, stress.
Yeah,
no,
let me
I'm
get
gonna
away.
Go this way.
Yeah,
like, yeah. Excuse me, while no, I totally. Go the long way around. You know.
Yeah. So it says avoidance, however, prevents your nervous system from habituating. Sorry, let me try that sentence.
Good try.
Avoidance, however, prevents your nervous system from habituating. Therefore, avoidance guarantees that the feared object or situation will remain novel, mm-hmm. hence provoking anxiety.
Yes.
So avoidance, you know, basically, like, it's that whole idea, like, when you are avoiding something, it kind of, like, grows, right? So,
right.
like, first, you're like, I don't like elevators. So then you don't go on that specific elevator that something happened. Then all of a sudden, I won't go on elevators at all. Then all of a sudden, it's like, I don't even want to go in a building where there's an elevator.
Mm-hmm.
So it starts to grow because you start to, like, avoid more and more.
Yeah, your circle starts to get bigger and bigger.
Yes. And also it was saying, so when you avoid something that scares you, you tend to experience a sense of failure. So mm-hmm. every time, like, if she goes to a restaurant, she has to go to the bathroom and can't go, not only is, like, that fear still there, but now she's going to start to reflect on herself, which is why I think she's starting to think negative. Like, I shouldn't be scared. Like, why am I feeling this way?
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, everything, like, you tend to, like, turn it on yourself because that's what you can control, you know?
Yeah.
So... a lot of articles I read, it really, like, pushes exposure.
Yeah.
Which exposure therapy is intense. And every time I think of exposure therapy, I think of, like, someone who's afraid of snakes and you see him, like, in a bucket yeah. with, like, yeah. snakes poured yeah. all over. You know what I mean?
Oh, my God. What was that show, the scary show? Fear Factor.
Fear Factor.
Yeah,
I could never do that show.
I would
show.
Always think of that, yeah.
Even sure. if they were, like, you'll win, like, millions of dollars.
No,
I think I couldn't do it.
I can't. Yeah. I would have dreams and nightmares for the rest
Heck
of my life.
Heck freaking no. So this talks about exposure and how basically as you start to confront your fear, you gain power and your anxiety loses strength. And honestly, I think that's in anything. Like,
mm-hmm.
once you start to, like, speak something, right? Like, a lot of times I'll come to you and I'll start crying and I'm telling you, like, I've really been feeling this about myself. And sometimes I'll even tell you, like, I'm not trying to get you to say, like, no, like, you're not.
Yeah.
But it's like, I just need to say it because I know that I'm going crazy in my mind because I'm, like, fixating on it.
Yeah. Well, and if you don't say something out, the second you say something out loud, it becomes more doable.
Yeah.
Like, all of a sudden, it's physically out there.
Yeah.
And you can process it more.
Totally.
When it's in your head, it has too much power.
No,
it's,
you circulate. Yeah.
You haven't told anyone. There's too many emotions involved and you haven't been able to, like, really think it through. But the second you start saying it out loud, all of a sudden it
yeah.
has, like, you can see it. It's like you can touch it all
yeah.
of a sudden and you can process it easier.
Yeah.
The second, I mean, that's why therapy works. That's why.
Totally.
That's why talking to friends is so important.
Yeah. And I think the more you normalize something, which I totally get if, like, you're not wanting to talk about it. But, like, for
mm-hmm.
me, if this was me and I knew this was a thing, like, I would make sure all my friends knew. Or if I was with someone and I was, like, I'd be like, hey, like, I had, like, a weird traumatic thing happen in a bathroom. Like, do you mind going with me? And, like, making it nonchalant, even though it's not a nonchalant fear.
Yeah.
But I think the more that you start to, like, talk about it and normalize it, it takes that power away from me being, like, I don't want to talk about this. Like, I don't want this to be a thing. You know what I mean?
Definitely. I remember when I was in, I think I was 20, and I got in my first major car accident.
Oh, yeah.
It was raining, and I hydroplaned, and I hit a wall.
Ugh.
And luckily, I don't know how, but I was in the carpool lane, and I managed to get across 8 lanes and
Jeez.
On the other side of the road, and I couldn't drive. For a moment, and I remember my dad making me
that whole when you fall off the horse, get back on.
Such a true thing. He was so sweet. He bought me a coffee,
and
put it in the car and said, "We need to go for a drive."
Yeah,
and I remember being like,
"I can't do it."
Yeah, and I just wanted to cry. And I remember being so emotional. And he was like, "Ashley, if you don't start driving again soon, it's gonna become a lot worse than it
totally.
Is right now." And I think there's something really true to that because
yeah.
I mean, it took me a long time and I still, when it rains, get nervous to this day. And that was a long time ago. But yeah, if he didn't make me get back on, I think I would have had a real hard time.
Well, and I think if you start to think about it, like, scientifically, like what we just were talking about, like, it's literally your nerves are going crazy because you had, like, a traumatic thing.
Which should be encouraging. And the more that happens,
yeah, like, that's not, it's not you.
You're not,
like,
going crazy at all.
But the more that happens, the more your body starts to, like, regulate itself, right? Mm-hmm. So, I know we're running out of time, but I just want to say just, like, a few simple things. I would take small steps. Like,
oh, baby steps.
Start with, like, having someone go with you to the bathroom. Then have someone just stand outside the door while you're going. Then maybe, like, be on the phone with someone, like, while you go. Like, little things like that until you feel comfortable to start to go on your own. But don't push yourself. And like I said, find people you trust that you can be. I know that if I told Ashley, like, dude, I'm freaking out right now, can you just stand outside the door? She'd be like, okay. Like, your friends are going to be there for you through it. So, like, don't underestimate what they can do.
Yeah.
And I think also, like, it's okay to be cautious. I think we were created with brains and to be able to, like, critically think and also, like, shift when we've had something happen. Like, you learn from it. So if you always go into a bathroom with, like, pepper spray available, like, that doesn't make you crazy. That makes you, like, prepared and you have just reason to feel that way.
Yeah.
So, like, do what you got to do to, like, make yourself feel okay. Like, it's okay to not feel comfortable going, but, like, have something with you. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then also I would say just to, like, keep focusing on the positive, like, the fact that, like, you were safe and, like, focus on what didn't happen instead of, like, what could have, like, which is kind of the same thing. But you know what I mean? Like, shifting, like,
how you think about it.
Yeah, just shifting that. And then also find your routine for dealing with anxiety. I mean, a lot of specialists will talk about different techniques. Like, deep breathing is a huge thing. Focusing on, like, a point, like finding something on the wall, focusing on it, closing your eyes, identifying that you're having a panic attack. And then there's also things like you can do, like, muscle reaction techniques. So stuff like where you, like, tense up your shoulders really tight, then you take a breath and then you let go. Or, like, clench your fist really tight, then take a breath and let go. Like, practicing those things of, like, tightening and releasing. So there's a lot of, like, little things that you can do that, like, people won't even know you're doing. You know what I mean? Like, if I'm tensing my shoulders, I can just be like, oh, I'm stretching. You know what I mean? But find your routine.
We both just tensed our shoulders.
Yeah. Find your routine. Find what works with you. And if it's not working, like, seek professional help. And there's nothing wrong with that.
No.
And if it's seriously affecting your day-to-day life, I think you totally should do it.
I 100% agree with that. I don't know why people have such a weird idea.
We all need therapy.
Yeah. I think it's the most amazing thing that's happened. And I think everyone should go through it at some point. And I mean, just on, like, a super side note, I think a lot of people would need to hear this story.
Yeah.
I think, I know it's scary and it's vulnerable to talk about your story, but the more people you tell, the more aware people will be going to the bathroom.
Yeah.
And people probably don't think of going to the bathroom as a scary thing, but especially as women, like, it's important that we think about those things because that happens constantly.
Yeah.
And this, I mean, people don't talk about it because they get embarrassed or because it was so traumatic and it affected them. But I feel like the more we talk about it, the more we make people aware of these situations and how often they happen, the more we prepare other people.
Oh, totally.
You know, because, like, I mean, hearing that story now, I guarantee you the next time I go into a mixed gender bathroom, I'm going to be a little more aware. Yeah. And I, like, really appreciate you, Anonymous, for telling me that because I guarantee you I'll tell my sister too. Like, I'll tell my friends. You know,
like, hey, just be safe. Yeah.
And then I also, like, I don't feel as embarrassed or silly going to the bathroom with a bunch of my girlfriends.
Yeah.
Because if someone gives me crap for that, I'll be like,
you never know.
You don't know.
This is my crew. Yeah.
Yeah. This is what we do.
Totally.
And we protect each other. And you telling people your story is a way of protecting them. So.
Oh, totally. No, it's this is a powerful story, and a lot of people are victims of things very similar to this. Mm-hmm. I definitely thank you for sharing it with us. Mm-hmm. Hopefully we helped you a little bit with just, like, little techniques. But honestly, like, seek whatever help you need and, like, don't be embarrassed or ashamed
at all.
So take away that language of I shouldn't feel this way or what. Like, if it's affecting you, get help. But, like, you are totally valid for feeling this. Mm-hmm. And we definitely support you through it. But I'm so sorry that happened to you. Like, that's horrible.
Also, I just want to give a big shout out to her exchange family.
I know.
For being there for her and the dad going out there and saying something.
That
is
amazing.
Scary. Because, I mean, those are three guys and he's just one guy.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So, like, good for him for for doing the right thing.
Totally.
I want to hug you.
I know.
That's what sucks about this.
I know. I just want to hug you. I could sit like right in front of us. Yeah.
I want to take you to coffee and hug you.
Okay. Yeah. But you got this, girl. Like, email us back.
Please.
Send us a selfie.
Send us a selfie.
On the toilet. Just kidding.
Too soon.
Too soon. But yeah, thank you for sharing. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in.
Yes, we are falling more and more in love with our unsolicited advice fam. You guys are the best. Be sure to rate, review, share, and like.
Subscribe.
I lost it. I tried.
You did good.
Rate, review, subscribe, and share.
Yes.
Rate, review, share, subscribe. One of those.
One of those. Follow us on our socials. We have Instagram, Twitter.
And then again, if you have any stories that you want to share or get advice on, please email us at adviceunsolicitedpod@gmail.com.
Look at you.
I'm so excited for you guys to send in your stories. I've been loving them. It's honestly like the highlight of my week. So yeah, we're looking forward to that. And that's all we have for you today.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for listening. Have a happy Monday.
Happy Monday.
Bye.
Bye.